Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Beis. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Aleph Amad Aleph, Mishnah at the beginning of the Masechta. Mishnah, Dinei Mamoinais v'shloisha, Gezelois v'choivois v'shloisha, Nezek v'chatzi Nezek, Tashlimei Kepel, Tashlimei Abo, v'chamisha, Ha'oinef ha'mefate v'meitzi Shema v'shloisha, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Mishnah says the following cases require three judges: monetary theft and wounds, damage, half damage, double payment of a thief, and payment of 4 or 5 if a thief slaughtered or sold the kosher animal that he stole, rape or seduction of a virgin Nara, which is a girl within 6 months of becoming a bas mitzvah, and Moitzi Shema is one who claimed that his bride had not been a virgin. In all these cases, we require three judges. And this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim ha'imim ha'moitzi Shema be'esim v'shloisha sheyesh ba dinei nefashos. Chachamim say no, Moitzi Shema, that case requires 23 judges because it can involve life and death. Means if through the testimony of the witnesses the girl is found to be guilty of adultery, she'll be given the death penalty. And that's why it requires 23 judges. And the Gemara says, Minan teisilei, the question is, what's the source that monetary cases require three judges? V'hayu eile lachem l'chukas mishpat. The answer is, the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, in Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Chof Tes, and these will be to you an eternal law. I would have said that both monetary cases and capital cases require questioning and cross-examining of the witnesses, but where is the source that monetary cases actually require three judges? V'nikrav balabais el Elohim riba ba dain echad. Ade Elohim, Hare Shnayim, Asher Yoshiun Elohim, Hare Kan Shloisha, Divrei Rabbi Yoshiun. Rabbi Yoshiun says, the Pasuk says in Shmos Perek Chaf Beis Pasuk Zayin, and the homeowner will approach the judges, and this will include one judge. The next Pasuk says, will come to the judges, and this includes a second judge. And that Pasuk later also says, whoever the judges will find guilty, and that will make three judges. Rabbi Yonason Omar, Rabbi Yonason says, Harishoin Tchila Nema, Vein Doshin Tchilois. El ad ha Elohim hari echad, asher shiun Elohim hari shnayim, ein based in shakol moisiz na'aleim oid echad hari shloisha. The first mentioning of a word judges can never be expounded because it's needed for its context. Rather, will come to the judges includes one judge, whoever the judges will find guilty includes a second judge, but now based in can never have an even number of judges, so they have to add one, which totals three judges. And Rebbe, Oime Rebbe says, B'shnayim akos medabe, ato oime b'shnayim, oine ela be'echod, k'shu oime asher yoshirun Elohim, in k'siv kan ela asher yoshirun Elohim, ein based in shakol, moisiv na'alehim, oid echad, hare shloisha. Rebbe says, the phrase, whoever the judges will find guilty, refers to two, but perhaps it means only one. So the Pasuk says, will approach the judges, is written male, meaning with the letter Vav, as the second last letter, and since a Beis Din may never have an even number of judges, therefore there has to be three judges.